The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again.
This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you by ProCPR.org. Online CPR training, when you want it, where you want it.
I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
And we're back again, because we didn't give you enough abuse last time. But this time, it's to do a couple things. Mm-hmm. One, hopefully have some fun. Two, learn something. Three, answer a question from another student in regards to insect bites.
Ooh. Well, without the former, I'm leaving.
What? Which former?
Fun and learning something.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't care if I learn something.
So we thought we'd kill two birds with one stone, have some fun. Well, actually, we'll kill three birds. We'll have some fun, learn something, and help answer this question for this individual.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
If they get bit by an insect of a certain type, they might get killed by themselves.
Well, this person did get bit by an insect.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they described it as a bite on the bottom of their foot.
Ouch.
That is about an eighth inch in size. Mm-hmm. It is turning purplish green.
Ooh, I think I know what that might
be. Really?
Because I had one like that on my leg.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
All right.
Bottom of the foot.
It's a good thing it wasn't on the bottom. That'd be painful.
So, what a week.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
What a week.
Incredible.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Big plans for the weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clean up jobs I already started.
Okay.
Which I really
watch out for insects.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. The biting type.
Yep. I've got some drywall to finish up.
Watch out for insects.
More like drywall dust.
Well, here is the whole issue here is that I think it's spring, and with spring, flowers aren't the only thing that's blooming.
No.
Right? Everything's in full bloom,
including
masses of mosquitoes at my house.
Yeah.
They out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't want
full
them.
Bloom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're
indeed.
Not in our home.
Really?
No, that's why I'm in the woods cleaning. I wouldn't be out there otherwise.
Oh, that's true. Well, and it's taken a dip, too. I mean, it's gotten colder again a little bit. And
supposed to be really weeny.
Supposed to be really weeny.
I have way too much drywall dust already.
When's it supposed to be rainy?
It's supposed to be really rainy all this weekend for us here. And so indoor jobs seems like the ticket.
Any thunderstorms, Jones?
There might be some thunderstorms. I don't know.
Oops, sorry.
Are you tired?
Don't mind me. I'm just on the talk. See, I'm learning how to talk for my six-month-old. He's teaching me things.
Well, so, you know, whether it's a brown recluse, a black widow, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, bees, or scorpions, there's a lot of different insects in a lot of different areas of the country. Mm-hmm. And though we sometimes think of other animals causing more harm, like vicious dogs or poisonous snakes, insects can cause some problems in and of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Michigan, we've got the brown recluse.
Yep.
That can cause some major necrosis, which is a fancy word for tissue damage.
I've got a little spot on my leg from that still. It's
did
got
you,
the scar to prove it.
Did you tell us about this?
I may have. I did get bit by a brown recluse because the skin... It actually deteriorated. It just would not heal. It took almost 3.5 months for that thing to heal up.
Oh, my goodness, Jody. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like in our neighborhood?
Not too far. I mean, just not too far from here. It was a camp, but it's the kind of thing where brown recluse, the name recluse means...
They don't like to be around people.
They don't like to be around. They hide, so you don't see them very often.
Well, some people might be saying, well, how do I identify them? Because personally, around our house, we have all kinds of brown spiders.
Mm-hmm.
So just say it's a brown spider is not probably enough for the most people. The brown recluse is brown.
Mm-hmm.
Big surprise there, right? With a small violin shape.
He's playing the violin.
In a darker brown area on the back of its head. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're that close to the brown recluse, you may have to worry.
Just if you hear violin music, stay away.
They're small, but they are pretty potent. Half-inch bodies, about equivalent to 1 centimeter, with legs stretching another 3 centimeters or even more.
Yeah.
They're found mostly in the Midwestern and Southern parts of the United States. And when humans enter their space unexpectedly, they bite. The bites usually don't hurt at first, and most people don't even know they've been bitten. Mm-hmm. The brown recluse bites. They really don't cause problems for most people.
Yep.
But in a small percentage of cases, they can lead to skin damage and scarring. And the few people that do have a reaction may notice swelling and skin changes 4 to 8 hours after the bite.
Yeah. Yeah. My experience with that was I didn't get sick at all from it. I didn't even know I got bit by it. I thought it was a mosquito bite. Hmm. It just itched like never a mosquito bite had itched before. And that lasted for about 2 days. I thought, what is going on with that thing? And I scratched it and... I've been scratching the thing too much. So I put like Caladryl on it and calamine lotion, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I put that on it. That didn't seem to take away the itching, and the itching finally kind of subsided. And then the thing just was not healing, and it turned into a big sore area. The skin turned all purple and black all the way around it, like a bullseye shape all around the bite kind of thing. And then eventually the skin just would never heal, kind of thing with the skin until, like I said, it took almost 3.5 months.
Wow.
But yeah.
Yeah, biggest complication there is if you have an allergic reaction, which is going to be a common theme throughout this episode. But more importantly is the necrosis or the tissue damage. Now, another spider to think about, and it's a different color. Anybody know what we're talking about?
The black widow?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. It's found in southern Canada, throughout the United States, and in Mexico.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We had one here in Michigan. Do you remember that story? We did a story about that on our radio.
Because the boxes came from Mexico.
It is. Yeah. They don't live here.
He just said they did.
What?
Well, blame it on the source.
Oh, this says they live in Michigan?
There's southern Canada or south of Canada.
Oh. Huh. Mm-hmm. Black widows in southern Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They live there, mm-hmm. reproduce there, mm-hmm. thrive there, mm-hmm. because they have a lot of imports from Mexico.
I got this from, this is from kidshealth.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they just put together a nice little summary of bug bites and stings. And maybe we'll put that link up on the iRescue Radio.
It's a good idea.
Can go out there. And, you know, it's just like all things you find on the web. It's always good to test it and make sure. Yeah. But I didn't see anything that's contradictive here, mm-hmm. other than potential location issues. But don't sweat that. It's more the symptoms we're talking about. Because if you see one, like the kid that had one in the banana box... doesn't really matter if they're known to be here or not. It's here.
Yeah. It's there.
Good point.
So, that being said, the thing with this, the black widow, it's, you know, basically gets its name because it kills its mates.
Nice.
And then I think it eats it, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they do. I think they kill it.
For nutrition for the babies.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You don't want to be married to a black widow
spider.
No, oh my goodness. Yep.
Most often people who have been bitten by a black widow don't even know it until they feel the symptoms. But the good news is that there are lots of warning signs that give you time to act before things get too serious.
So it's different than a bee sting. There's two instances now where you say you don't even know you've been bitten.
Yeah.
I think we've all been stung. You know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Usually pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are they not biting or?
It's a bite.
Yeah, it's not. It's just that it's like a mosquito bite. It's the same feel.
Oh, okay.
It's not like enough to make like you go, oh, I just got stung. Yeah. But no, it itches a little bit, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the kicker on this one is that it's the poison.
Oh, yeah.
Venom. And, yeah. So, anyways, so it the poison of the black widow has a systemic reaction, meaning it goes throughout the body. The person, it causes a reaction throughout the person's body, not just around the bite area. Someone who has been bitten by a black widow may get painful cramps within a few hours. These cramps usually make a person feel achy all over and can spread to include abdominal cramping, which may be severe. The person may also have nausea, vomiting, chills, fever, and a headache. If you show any of these symptoms, get to the hospital immediately.
If I remember right from my previous research, the black widow... it does have a CNS or central nervous system depressant effect, doesn't it? I think that's what
it does not say that here.
Okay, but I think it has some kind of nerve damage associated with the toxin, from what I understand.
Yes, so the good news here is that fewer than 1% of the people who report being bitten by a black widow actually die from it.
Yeah,
it's curable. Yeah,
wow.
So some of the other ones that we need to touch on, though, also are fleas and ticks. Now, fleas can just really cause a complication because they bite. The wound gets infected, and you get complications from the infection. Keep it clean. The bigger problem is ticks. And yeah. Lyme's disease is obviously one of those big concerns mm-hmm. that we have. Mm-hmm. But more importantly is also a viral encephalitis, which is a brain swelling problem that comes from the bite of certain ticks as well. Ooh, geez. And that can be deadly. So yeah. We're going to get to the bottom of all of this in just a second in regards to what to do about it. Mm-hmm. But here's some of the things you should know. Whether it's a spider or a tick or a mosquito or this or that, I mean, we can go on and on and on. Nobody really has the time or attention span to do that. I think it's important to know this. If you have shortness of breath, wheezing, redness or hives, swelling in the face, lips, or tongue, feeling like your throat is closing up, nausea, vomiting, chills, muscle aches or cramps, weakness or fever, these can all be signs of something very serious or something impending seriousness. And you should call 911 or seek advanced medical help right away. Mm-hmm. And that's something I think people probably don't do. I think most people kind of blow it off and say, that's just a bug bite.
Right.
We can get over this. Not that big a deal. Just deal with it. And they run into problems. Now, if people have an allergic reaction right. to it, then it can be more serious even quicker. And that's from having a serious allergic reaction. Mm-hmm. Some of the things you can do to prevent this, however, is number one, prevent flea infestations by treating your house, vacuuming, keeping things clean, avoiding mosquitoes, obviously wearing the proper anti-bug repellent. When you're out in the woods, long sleeves, long pants, possibly even tuck your pants into your socks, I've heard, so they don't get down into your socks. Yep. And then do a tick check after you're done in the woods.
Yep. That was the biggest thing with the kids. Every time we lived in North Dakota there, we had to go out in the woods. The kids come back, tick check. We had so many ticks covering us in the spring there. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's real important, especially with they like to get in those places where it's dark and warm.
So, really?
Yeah. So oh. It's good to make sure to change your clothes, check for ticks before you go on about your busy life. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever leave my home again.
Yeah, exactly. Hope we've helped. So,
now that we've totally terrified you.
That's exactly right. No, but there's, you know, it's it can be a nuisance thing, but it is a good idea to get it checked out. And if it's causing mm-hmm. an infection or a complication, or you are suffering from any of those other signs and symptoms, it's a good idea to get checked out. Mm-hmm. So I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, it was, but I'm still scared.
Proper preparation before you go out is what you need zooks. To do. You know, with ticks and things like that. If you're wearing shorts, that's where you gotta.
We don't have many ticks around here, though.
No, deer ticks.
Deer ticks,
but
they can cause some diseases.
Yeah, that's where you get the Lyme disease. But ticks in general.
I mean, we went out to Virginia and some of those places, and we had lots of it.
But. Wear long pants, and like you say, tuck them in. Wear your long, mm-hmm. your high boots, and you're good to go. Hmm. They're not gonna get you.
High water pants.
Yep.
Long boots.
Well, waiters.
Yeah. Waiters will definitely do it, but a little bit of overkill, especially when you're walking around town.
At least I don't walk around with my pants tucked into my socks. How dorky is that? Look like I'm riding my 10-speed from 1972.
Cowboy boots.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Why do you think people in the West like the cowboy boots?
YMCA.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Exactly.
You are not a slave to fashion, are you?
I really could care less about fashion.
So everything he just said? Ignore it.
Oh, boy.
So that's that on bugs, and we hope that mm-hmm. was helpful. Jody, you had a funny story. Not too funny. It was actually kind of a heroic story, right, about a dog saving a family's life.
Well, I don't know all the details total, but it is found in several different places today, news stories. But there is a fire in a barn in Alaska, and the man's dog actually led the police into where the fire was. And if you watch the video that's posted online, the video, it's amazing. I mean, I don't know how they would have got back there unless they knew where it was, because it was way back in the woods among some trails, and the dog actually led the policeman right to where the fire was.
That's crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It was
how
fun to watch.
How did it know to do that?
Amazing. It was just amazing. It was fun. You have to see the video. It's pretty good. We'll have to put the link for the video on there.
Yeah, we'll do that. So that was good news as well. So anybody else have any family members or friends that were stuck over in the European continent while the volcano was erupting?
Had a, you know, one of our partners in UK
yeah
was stuck, couldn't get back to Spain where he lives, and
It's a big volcano.
Extremely inconvenient.
Oop. It got to be a little much. Yeah. A little volcano in the background to get the moon was okay, but
it's kind of like the people stuck there, like, okay, yeah. I don't mind one day, but okay, it's getting old.
Yeah. That was interesting debate.
Yeah, we had
going back and
well,
forth.
Well, we had a couple of friends that only were there for business.
Yeah.
And then they were there another week. And so he got some sightseeing in, I guess. But I guess the soot or ash of the volcano is like silica. I mean, it's glass-like and can kill the engines on aircraft.
Yeah.
It's like melted sand.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Well, that's what sand is.
And the heat of the jet, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, to me, the debate is everybody's upset about it financially and inconvenience-wise, and yet no one died.
Yeah.
And I think in perspective, err on the side of caution is really where I come down on it. But, you know, I wasn't stuck there, and my life continued on, and blah, blah, blah. But as soon as we have a jet careen into a bunch of birds and go down in the Hudson, suddenly it's a story, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a little closer to home.
That's right. And now now we're out to slot of the birds around the airports, and yet, you know, their policy, European-wise, was a policy, and they followed it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, did they err too much on the side of caution? That's up for debate. But, interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think what's most interesting is how vulnerable we are, regardless of the amount of technology we have. One natural eruption.
Yeah.
And the wind shift. And you basically got canceled flights all across Europe.
All across, especially in a very confined airspace.
Yeah, and it affected everybody.
Yeah.
So, interesting stuff. Well, this was more of a training episode, I think. But a good one.
It was. Yeah. I think it is helpful. I think it's important for people to know what to do in certain situations. Mm-hmm. We're all heading out, given the warm weather, to the great outdoors, and that stuff happens.
Right on.
You know, bee stings and mosquito bites and... you know, if you're Jody walking around barefooted in North Carolina, or North Dakota, rather.
Dakota.
And, you know, I mean, who knows?
No, I kind of like it, though. I love camp. You know, camping, I am looking so forward.
Oh, what? Got him started. What? Camping.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
That'd be farming.
That's farming, not camping. Okay? That was barely camping noise. There we go. Oh, there you go. Now, that's what I can't wait.
Hey, it's Jody speaking. Got any loons?
Yeah. Oh, listen here. I'm telling you, I cannot wait for camping this year. I just can't wait for it. I just, on a lake. Oh, there you go.
That's it.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
I just can't wait for that moment to sit on a lake.
Sounds
drink a
like
cup
Jody.
Of coffee at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Drinking my coffee. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking my coffee.
Jody's heart rate at this moment is about 40 beats per minute.
There you go. There's
that's
my family.
More like it.
There you go. That's definitely Jody on the lake.
What are we having for breakfast this morning, Dad?
Cornflakes. Oh no, that's the.
How about pancakes?
Okay, let's try again. Say it again.
What are you having for breakfast today, Dad?
Pancakes and bacon.
Don't even try
cornflakes.
He never makes cornflakes. Good grief.
Hey, don't give my wife ideas.
This is a guy that makes like 7-course breakfasts for breakfast when he's out camping.
That's it. So. I do. I'm telling you, pancakes, bacon, orange juice, eggs,
you
scrambled,
know what really
hard fried, soft fried.
Since we've moved to this office.
What's that?
Oh, I saw our grill sitting out on there.
Is it
still sitting there?
We're reclaiming.
No, that's not our grill.
Oh, that's not?
That's their grill.
Well, they wouldn't know it.
They have a nice stainless steel one out there.
Ours is pretty rough. Right next to the snowblower.
You took that. Our old one home. Uh-huh.
We haven't had any cookouts.
We go over there and grab it. Yeah.
We should do. That would be the best.
It is the perfect weather, though. It's starting to just be so gorgeous outside.
Yep, it is.
Know? Or just, it's lovely.
It is.
It's a lovely thing.
Have they got a hibachi grill or anything?
For what?
Sit on the tailgate.
Oh, well, I guess we could. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sit by the campfire instead. Yeah. I don't have my harmonica. I'd play a song.
Get some weenies and some.
I had brats last night.
Were they good?
First of the year.
Were they good?
Were they good? Yeah. And then we did s'mores over our new little thing.
Oh, guys.
Got marshmallows all over the dumb thing. Oh. And,
you know, I live in town, and the problem with that is I did have a campfire, and I think I even said something about that in the air of the day, but I had a campfire out there, and mm-hmm. here comes a car going by with a big boom box. And another car comes by with squealing brakes. And then, yeah, exactly. That did happen, too. The sirens went by the other direction. And I'm looking up in the sky. I could not see the stars because the lights were so bright in the parking lot. And I'm sitting there going, ah, well, wonderful.
That's a certain degree of ambiance was missing.
But that's because they had this kind of music going on.
Listening to the traffic. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what the car sounded like that was going by, except a little bit boomier. Oh, there you go.
That's it.
So that's what we were experiencing while we were trying to have our s'mores and hot dog roasts. Mmm. All right.
More of the fire department pulling up.
There goes the sound effects, man.
Well, I think that should wrap it up.
Don't you think?
I think our audience can tell that Roy has a new toy.
What are you talking about?
This is definitely Roy's new toy.
I think the motto of the day is to finish on a bang.
Or a thunderclap.
Or a thunderclap.
That will be the finish, actually, supposedly.
Ooh, how about that motor?
Oh, which one was that?
The throaty motor.
Dragster. Yeah. Oh, what was that? That was a dragster. Was it a race car?
Yeah, we got to have something. Here we go. We got to have something good to end on here. Good note. Got to have a good note.
Good note.
I'm throwing a thunderstorm. It's a big one.
Yes, we are.
Got your umbrellas on?
Ooh. That's not it.
Oh, boy. That's the car going by.
Not going well here.
That's my age.
That's not it.
That's my
Agent Orange.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely not it.
No.
That's not it there. Okay. Now we're out in the barn again.
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Who's driving this thing?
It is funny, but not that funny. Oh, that's nice and pretty. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
This isn't it either.
Okay, then. There it goes. Oh.
So anyways.
Is there any pictures that go along with this?
Not a one.
We might need them.
Not a one.
Not a one.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's been a good show.
It has been good.
I needed this.
I needed it too.
I hope.
Like bad our listeners, medicine.
Yeah, our listeners needed it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that?
No, I'm saying I hope they did.
Oh, I thought you said our listeners needed that.
Well, I know half of them. I pay taxes on them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
Let's see.
So, you know, the other night, we got to finish on this.
Sure.
Okay.
Roy and his lovely brew crew came over.
Yeah. Mm.
And Roy and I really wanted to play the episode.
Yeah.
For my wife, who hadn't heard it.
What episode?
The one we just did.
Not this one.
The first one we just did.
I Rescue Radio.
Yeah. And
we were rejected.
Right. We were rejected. Really? She really did. You know, it was a cursory, doggone it.
Oh. Well.
You know, that's just cute, Dan.
Isn't that darling?
Do you work for a living?
Your iRescue Radio is just cute.
I can bring home the bacon. Right up in Jody's pan.
We said, one more time?
You don't
and
want
And she
one.
Said,
that was exactly it. Okay, I guess we'll move on to something else.
So I said, no, it's really good. What do you think, honey?
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
So we hit the road.
I think Roy could just go on for hours of this now.
Yeah, we went out of country. We said we'll be appreciated elsewhere.
I'm still thinking we use the Indy.
Indy? Well,
the guy who sang the It's a Spider.
Oh, yeah. Man, that was funny. That was funny.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
So from the bowels of iRescue Radio, I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Sanjay Ganguly.
Okay.
I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
Bye-bye.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701 or visit our website at irescueradio.com. The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable for any damages resulting from the advice given in this podcast.